Earthquakes are common in Alaska. Dozens are registered each day. State seismologist Michael West says his team often knows where to expect them and why they are occurring.
In some sense, we, unless they're big, we kind of yawn.
But they had a different reaction Tuesday night when two quakes shook communities along the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta coast.
Where the heck did that come from?
Earthquakes are rare in southwest Alaska, and quakes have never been recorded anywhere within 100 miles of where they struck. The first quake registered at a 4.9 magnitude and hit at 10:42 p.m.
We would consider that to be the main shock.
The second quake was less powerful, registering at a 3.6 and hitting a half hour later at 11:12 p.m.
Based on its location and timing, we would consider that an aftershock.
Early evidence suggests that the quakes align with faults that lie several hundred miles to the east of the epicenter offshore from the delta.
But that's kind of a long way to extrapolate. So we're going to spend a little time looking into this one.
People living in coastal YK communities felt both quakes as minor tremors, and nobody's reported damage or injury. Jan Olson was just sitting down to watch TV in Hooper Bay when he felt his house move.
I thought somebody was coming up the steps and shook the house.
But no one came in the door. Olson has little kids and thought one of them might have been jumping on a bed. Then the VHF crackled.
We start hearing on the radio, did anybody feel that? Is that an earthquake?
In Makoriak on Nunavik Island, Amanda Shavings had a similar experience at home with her husband.
We're just sitting down and I started rocking, or my couch started rocking.
At first, Shavings thought the house was shaking from the strong winds that blow across the island. But those shutters are short, and this movement kept going.
I looked over to my husband, thinking that he might have been pushing, playing around with the couch, but when I looked at him, I could see him shaking.
They realized what was happening. Immediately, Shavings and her husband searched the web for a tsunami warning. None appeared. Meanwhile, Facebook started filling up with posts about the quake. Shavings works for the Makoriak tribe, and one of her duties is to create an emergency plan for the community, including earthquake response, has now become a priority. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.